Well, good morning. 10:32 a.m. Sunday, April the 16th, 2023. Beautiful bluebird day here this morning. And I'm back on the old phone. I'm back on the new phone. The old phone, for some reason, will not boot up this morning. I don't quite know what's wrong with it. It gets halfway through and then shuts back down again. I don't know if I didn't charge it overnight enough or what the story is. It may be just gonna be difficult. At any rate, I'm out, I'm walking. Maybe I'm recording. It's a little chilly, it's 50 degrees. It's sunny, blue sky today. It's a little bit of breeze blowing. It's cool enough to make my nose run. It's cool enough to make my fingers chilly. But we're out, we're walking, we're doing it. Need to do a grocery run tomorrow because I've got surgery Tuesday. The postponement from Friday. I walked without earbuds this morning. I usually listen to music on the first mile. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to just unplug. See how that feels. Felt pretty good. It's a tree with a lot of little leaves on it. Looks like a crab apple. I don't have anything burning a hole in my head today. No particular rants. The writing went well this morning. I got my 2 hours of writing in. First thing right off the bat, I leaned on my mynoise.net Pomodoro for two sessions, an hour each. And book three is coming together really fast. I'm more than halfway through it. And I've only been at it like 3 days, 4 days. So it's coming together really quickly. When I get done with it, I will toss it over to Karen, and then I'll go start formatting book one. I want to go through the format for book one before I send it off to Podium, just in case I see something I want to change. I don't think I will. Karen did a really good job finding the redundancies and the repeated words and stuff like that. She always does. Continuity is good. It better be. I spent so much time. I spent so much time. Continuity. Trying to make sure all of the pieces lined up where they needed to be. I've gone to the extreme of actually setting up a calendar, a year at a glance calendar for 2379 and now 2380 to make sure that I'm not crowding things too close together in the timeline, to make sure that I'm not having later chapters happen earlier than they can, than they should, when something else is actually happening. So, yeah, a little bit of effort going into that. But I'm really close to the end of this three-book series. It's showing 117,000 for this third book. So they're all three of them are a little bit long in terms of the 100,000 word target, but the 100,000 word target is just something to shoot at in terms of blocking out the time. They're just it's just a sort of, okay, I've got a 100,000 word box, let's see what I can put in it. And sometimes I need sideboards, sometimes I need a little extra room, sometimes it doesn't quite fill it, I need to fight the urge to add something in order to take it out to 100,000. No, I don't fight that urge at all. I just say, oh, good, editing's cheaper. Not like it matters. But these books, this is only April, so we should see at least one of these books drop, assuming I can get Podium to get me the covers in time. So assuming they don't sandbag me and make me wait for the covers until I've got the audiobook ready to go. Response to the newsletter has been good. I got back to all the people who wrote to me yesterday. I haven't checked today. I probably should go through and check to see if anybody's sent me. Gmail is being finicky. I don't know what the story is with Gmail. It bounces some, but not all, of my replies, and I have no idea why. I have no idea why. The error message that it sends back is that I don't have the appropriate SPF or DKIM record on my outgoing email, which is pretty much bullshit. I actually went and checked to see if it was there. It is. So I don't know what Gmail's problem is. But if you sent me a response and you didn't get a reply, I tried. I think there are four of you who sent me an email, and I didn't. I replied to the email, but did not get Gmail to accept it for some reason. I'm also having trouble with my feed reader. Lafuria, I wanted to go with Lafuria. I wanted to get off Feedly. But I have a suspicion that I'm going to have to go back to Feedly, just because Liferia is just too flaky. A feed that worked perfectly well for, well, days now, suddenly throws a parsing error. And the error is weird, because if I download the RSS file, Liferia will open the RSS file fine. It just won't pull it down from the website. And I don't understand that at all. But I've had a problem with it. I have a problem with it on Al Jazeera English, too. It shows the feed, but you can't see the articles. Even if you click on the article link to open the site, it doesn't take you to the article. It just takes you to the main site. And I don't understand that at all. It knows the title of the article. You click on a link that has the title of the article in it, but when you get there, it just shows you the main page, and you have to hunt for the link on the main page to find where that article is. It's quite tedious. So I may have to go back to Feedly. I tried Aggregator, which is just horrible. It, like, even little, fewer things. I need a drink. I'm gonna stop here at the table. Let's see if I'm actually recording. I seem to be 11 minutes. Okay, fine. I went through and cleaned out the socket on this phone, the place where the little dongle plugs in. It still acts like there's something in the way, but it doesn't seem to be. A lot of background noise for some reason. I'm not really sure what the problem is. Wind, maybe. Anyway, I tried a couple of them, and they're aggravating. I may have to go back to Feedly. The sun feels nice. It is a bit nippy. My fingers are a bit cold. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I have some sort of frog in my throat this morning. I'm not quite sure what the exact issue is. So if I sound a little funny, my wife was noting that I sound a little throaty today. I have a little bit of something in the back of my throat, and it won't go away. It won't leave me alone. Robin. Good morning, Robin. I have to make bread later today. I'm gonna play with my dinosaurs later today. Play on Mastodon a little bit, probably. I didn't see any really interesting conversations going around this morning. But you never know when one is going to break out there, so probably check that before I bury myself in Genesis 2. I managed to tame my tech strider yesterday. It was tedious. I couldn't get it. I worked at it for an hour, finally had to log off. I fixed dinner. And I logged back on after dinner, and sure enough, it reset everything. And I got it, like, first try. So I'm very pleased. I'm less pleased because I'm supposed to be able to link it to dedicated storage, and I probably can, except that I don't have access to designated storage. I haven't unlocked that yet. So I need to figure out what I need to do to unlock that. Maybe somebody, one of my characters has it, and then I'll move that character over and play that character here. But we'll see. You know, 7,000 plus hours into the game, and I'm still finding things I don't know, still finding new things to do. I don't know if that's the tiniest solar panel I've ever seen, or maybe a TV antenna or something. There's a big travel trailer parked beside the road here. It has a very short mast sticking up on the back with just looks like maybe a foot square. It's probably enough to charge a cell phone or something. But I can't imagine it's supplying all that much power. I've entered the dead zone. My mouth is stuck together again already. It's been that kind of morning. I have had a lot of trouble with my mouth today in terms of dry mouth, lack of saliva. Some days it's better than others. Some days I can go an hour or even two without having too much difficulty. Last couple of days, not so much. I need to get to Target. The dental people, my hygienist recommended Closys, Closys, mouthwash to soothe the inflamed gums from dry mouth. Apparently my gums are a wreck. Which is not too surprising, given the amount of radiation they've had, but still. I wonder if I can get a little drink here. Oh yeah, that's much better. Now, did I kill the recording? No, I didn't. All right. Okay, so we'll keep going. We're almost home. I gotta cross this. I cross the street, and then I have one more crossing, and then I'm home. And yeah, they only ran these. There's a line of apartments here on the end beside 42nd Ave. And they only put them up two stories instead of three. One, two. Four units, something like that. Four units long and two stories high. Everything else is three stories. They're looking really sharp. Head north by the park. Looking good, park. little tufts of green grass. And there's a lot of green now, all the way out to the bushes, all the way down beside the pond. I don't know what kind of bushes they are, some sort of shrubbery thing. Shrubbery. A toddler and one of the little toddler swings here on the playground. Just swinging back and forth. Mom gives them a shove every time they go back. Yep. How cute is that? Ants are really wicked cute. The willows are beginning to turn a little bit green on the edge. I'll be falling out in leaf soon. The new crab apples coming on. The two damaged trees have been replaced with some younger ones, so they look good. Oh, here comes a couple. I need to get off the sidewalk here a little bit.
Morning.
The crab apples just beginning to put out some leaves. Once they turn the water back on here, the first of the month, they'll probably take off. And Mugo pine is sprawled all over the place here. It's kind of a mess. Maple's looking good. I did get the bird feeder remounted yesterday and filled with bird seed, so when the birds find it, they'll be happy. And I made it. I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.